everyone here today. Thank you for coming. The Lord bless us.
我认为今天这就是今天几个要通知的，感谢大家来，我们来一个简单的祷告，然后开始我们今天的学习，请神赐福给我们。Let's
pray.
祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you so much that you are the God who is in charge.
主啊，我们非常感恩的是，您是那样的一个神，控制一切的神。
And Lord, we've been thinking about Blanquita. We do pray for her, and we pray that you will just resolve this latest problem.
我们为那个Blanquita祷告，我们知道您关心她，我们的祷告是您解决她现在的问题。
We would pray, Lord, that Blanquita might be taken to heaven very soon.
因为我们知道那个Blanquita可能会很快就被接到天堂去。
We believe that she is in distress and in pain, and it would be nice if she could just go to heaven, Lord.
我们知道她现在非常悲伤和痛苦，所以如果现在您把她带到天堂去，可能对她是最好的。
We pray also that Jeannie will be comforted and supported in this very awkward time.
因为我们也祷告为那个Jeannie，她的女儿，就是在这样一个时期也能得到安慰和关心和治愈。May
she have patience and may she be able to do her work as she is in this hospital room.
因为我们是希望她有耐心。
She's supposed to be at work in Montreal, and she's transferred her work by computer to Bolivia, and now she's got to do her work from a hospital room, and it's pretty difficult. Lord, would you help
Jeannie?因为Jeannie她本来应该在蒙特利尔工作，现在呢她的工作所以通过电脑转移到那个玻利维亚的那个医院，这样的工作对她来说可能是非常困难的，请您帮助她。And
Lord, we pray that you'll help us this afternoon as we look at these verses from the scriptures.
主要我们就祷告说，您来帮助我们在今天下午，当我们开始学习这样的经文的时候。
Teach us and comfort us, we pray, as we would seek to learn from you.
教导我们，安慰我们，当我们要学从您那里学到东西的时候。
And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告, Amen.
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 Very good. Nice to see everyone today.
真的好，非常高兴看到每一个人。We've
been studying in the book of Philippians, and so that's where we will start this afternoon. Philippians chapter 4.
我们一直在学习腓立比书，这就是今天下午我们要学的，大家翻到腓立比书第四章。The
section we're going to start studying is following verse 10.
我们要从第十节开始学习腓立比书第四章。
And it's all about Paul giving thanks to the Philippians for the fact that they sent him some money.
因为这所以都是使徒保罗的感谢那个腓立比人，因为腓立比人给他了一些钱。
It's a strange part of the New Testament in that it doesn't teach us a lot of Bible doctrine.
因为这个是很不一般的一个经文在这里，并没有教导我们在圣经里通常的那些教义。
It really deals with the very simple issues of life, that of giving somebody some money so that he can continue doing a good work.
这里就是简单的一个道理，就是说一些人给他一些钱，这样他可以继续的去工作。And
we'll read quickly over the verses and then make some simple comments on it, but it's just wonderful that the Lord cares even about some money. So we'll read the verses in English and in Chinese. Paul says, verse 10, I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at the last you have your concern for me. Indeed, you've been concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it.
你们用中文和英文一起读一下第十节，我靠主大大的喜乐，因为你们思念我的心，如今又发生了，你们向南思念我，只是没有机会。Verse
11, I am not saying this because I'm in need, for I've learned to be content whatever the circumstances.
第十一节，我并不因缺乏说这话，无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。So
Paul is basically saying, doesn't matter how much money I've got in my pocket, I'm happy.
所以呢，使徒保罗呢，就基本上说，不管我口袋里有多少钱，我都很高兴。It
would take great faith in the Lord to say such a thing.
因为必须在主里有极大的信心才可以这么去说。Verse
12, he says, I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I've learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want.
第十二节说，我知道怎样储备这样，知道怎样储丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随时随在，我都得了秘诀。Now
that is a very amazing thing to say.
这是一个非常惊奇的事，这么去说。Most
of us would say, I'd rather be rich.
所以我们中间很多人说，我宁愿有钱。
I remember hearing a story of a man a long time ago who wasn't a Christian. He said there was a time that I was rich and there was a time that I was poor. And he said, I like being rich better.
我更喜欢有钱。Paul
says, I've learned to be content, whether I'm rich or poor, whether I'm well-fed or hungry, whether I have plenty or little, I have learned to be content.
所以呢，使徒保罗说，我知道了知足，无论是丰富饱足、饥饿或者有余或缺乏，随时随在，我学到了知足。I
would think that that's a lesson in life that's hard to learn.
所以呢，我这么说，这是一个在你人生中很难去学到的一门功课。The
wonderful thing is that he had enough faith in God to have learned that lesson. Most of us will never learn that lesson.
奇妙的是呢，他有足够的信心在主里去学这样的一门功课。我们中间很多人一辈子也学不到这样的功课。Then
he comes out with the very wonderful verse 13. He says, I can do everything through him who gives me strength.
第十三节我们来到一个奇妙的一句话，就是我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。Now,
that's a marvelous verse for us all to learn. I can do everything through God who gives me strength. If the Lord plans it, if it's easy or difficult, it's okay as long as it's the Lord's will for me.
另外我们在这里觉得是一个非常令人惊奇的东西去学，就是如果主在我这里面有个计划，不管他说什么，我们靠着主加给我们的力量，我们什么事儿都能做。
Again, that's an amazing thing to say, That's a sign of complete dependence upon the Lord.
所以呢,再一次,这是一个很奇妙的,这么去说,就是完完全全的依靠主。
You remember that the Lord Jesus Christ himself was 40 days and 40 nights without food in the wilderness. He was content.
原来我们知道主耶稣他在旷野里40天40夜, 他没有吃过一粒粮食, 但是他非常的满足。
So the lesson is this, and that is that God is able to give us peace and contentment in bounty and in distress. Either way, God will be with us. You be encouraged.
所以呢,这就是神可以给我们提供一切,不管我们是在苦难、危难还是在平安中,神会给我们一切,神会提供神医治恢复我们同在。
And then Paul says in verse 14, in spite of this, it's good that you shared with me in my troubles. I'm thankful that you sent some money to me. I appreciate it very much, even though I've learned to be happy without the money that you sent me.
所以呢,这个第十四节就是说,然而你们和我同受患难也是美事。所以保罗说,非常好的是你们给我一些钱,但是呢,我也学到了很多,就算是 没有钱,我也很高兴,这件事我也知足。And
then he goes on to thank them profusely for the funds that they sent him.
接着来呢,他继续具体地给感谢他们给他钱。He
says, verse 15, moreover, as you Philippians know, in the early days of your acquaintance with the gospel, when I sent out from Macedonia, no one shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving money except you only.
所以第十五节继续说,腓立比人,那你们也知道我初尝福音,耶路马其顿的时候,论到受受的事,除了你们以外,没有别的教会供给我们。Paul
got just as hungry as anybody else, and he needed money just as much as anybody else, but really, the only church that sent money to him were the Philippians.
所以保罗也会和其他人一样感到饥饿，也会和其他人一样需要钱，但是仅仅给他提供钱的就是腓立比那个教会。
He says, verse 16, for even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent me aid again and again when I was in need.
所以呢，第十六节继续说，就算我在帖撒罗尼迦。 你们也一次两次地打发人供给我的需要。So
he says, thank you very, very much for what you did. I'm amazed that, in fact, other churches did not send to him.
所以他说非常非常感谢你们给我寄来的钱,但是呢,非常奇怪的是,其他的教会并没有给我寄钱。
I think you will often find that when you help somebody, you'll find that they are very thankful, and then they may say, you know, you're the only one who's really helping me.
因为你会发现,当你去帮助一个人的时候呢,他们非常感激地说,你知道吗?你是那个唯一能帮助我的人。And
you might say, well, why is it that nobody else is helping?
你会说为什么其他的人不来帮呢?
The answer may very well be that God told you to help and he didn't tell the other person to help because he told you to help.
那答案是神告诉你去帮助那个人,并没告诉其他的人去帮助那个人,就只有告诉了你。
And of course that is true, not just for helping with money, but it's true for helping in many, many other ways as well.
那这当然是真的,不光是从钱上帮助, 也是从其他的各种不同的方式上去帮助别人。Then
he goes on and he says, verse 17, not that I'm looking for a gift, but I am looking for what may be credited to your account.
所以呢,第十七节就是说,我并不求什么馈送,
He's basically saying it's more wonderful that you give than that I receive.
他说呢，这个非常奇妙的呢，就是你给我比我收到的更有意义。
The important thing is not that I got a gift. The important thing is that you gave it.
重要的不是说我得到了礼品，而是你给了我礼品。
Just let me stop for a minute and to say that there are many things in our Christian life that we can do and should do. We don't often get thanked for it, but we should do it.
所以呢，这个停一下，就是在我们的基督徒人生中呢，很多事情呢，我们也可以做，我们应该做。我们做了呢，我们通常呢，应该给这个献上感恩。It
may be giving some money to a brother or sister or someone else in need.
所以呢，可能给一些钱给那些其他的弟兄姊妹，他们需要钱的时候。
It's probably far more common for you to give a smile, a word of encouragement, a helping hand, an invitation for lunch, some kindness. All of those kindnesses are seen by the Lord and will be rewarded by Him. And there's a greater blessing to you who give than to the one who will receive.
因为通常的呢，就是说你是给人家一个微笑，或者一句鼓励的话，或者一个友好的手，或者是请他们到你家来吃个午餐。这个最重要的是呢，就是神会赐福给那些赠予的人，赠予的人比那些收的人可以得到神更多的赐福。And
of course, the only reason that that works is the fact that our God is a really good accountant.
所以呢，这个呢，仅仅为什么可以这样去做呢？因为有益的原因是我们的神是一个很好的会计。
And he not only sees, but he keeps a record of all the good and kind things that you and I do.
因为他不光是看见，他同样的记下了所有的。
You remember the story of the Lord Jesus watching in the temple the people putting money into the treasury. And he saw the rich people putting in a lot of money, and then he saw the poor widow woman putting in just two mites. Just a very, very little bit of money.
原来他看到了那些有钱人放了很多很多的钱在奉献箱里，他看见了一个贫穷的寡妇，他只放了两个钱，就是很小很少的一点点钱。
And he said, you know, she put in more than anybody else.
你们知道吗？主说这个女的，这个寡妇比其他的人放的更多。
And I say, how did he know how much she put in?
所以我说呢，他怎么知道好多少钱都放在里面去了呢？
She probably didn't wave the money and then put it in. How did he know?
所以呢，可能不会把那个钱拿起来摇一下，然后再放进去。所以那他怎么知道呢？
And the answer, of course, is he cares. He watches. He knows.
当然，答案当然是他关心，他看。
And he's got a book of accounts. He's got your name on in one page, my name on another, and he watches everything we do, and he rewards us according to what we did and how and why we do it.
因为他有一个账本，那个账本上呢，有一页是有你的名字，有一页我有我们的名字，他会看见，看见我们所做的一切的事情。
It's all very amazing to me. The Bible says that the Lord watches the sparrow who falls.
所以呢，对我来说是非常惊奇的是， 主在看每一只麻雀掉在地上。
He counts the hair on our head.
他在数我们头上的头发。
The answer is Jesus cares.
答案是主耶稣关心我们。
Would you be encouraged? He cares about all the kind and loving things you do. He'll reward you.
你会是这样说吗？主耶稣在乎你所有做的那些好事，然后给你奖赏。
He goes on in verse 18, he says, I have received full payment and even more. I am amply supplied now that I have received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent. They are a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice. They're pleasing to God.
第十八节说，但我样样有余，并且有余，我已经充足，因为我从巴弗提受到你们的馈赠，当作极美的香气，为神所悦纳，所喜悦的祭物。
And then he says, at the end of it, he says, not only will God watch over what you give, but Verse 19, my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus.
所以呢他在第十九节之前继续说他不光看你所做的第十九节继续说我的神必照他荣耀的丰富在基督耶稣里使你们一切所需用的都充足。
So he says, thank you for looking at me and my need And providing for my need, I want you to know that God will watch over you and he will meet your need according to your need.
他说非常感谢你们提供我所需用的但是神会也会看着你们他也会关注你们也会满足你们所需要的如果你们需要的话。
So the principle is very simple. It goes like this.God will reward you same way as you reward others.
所以呢这个原则是非常简单的神会给你奖赏就像给其他的人奖赏一样。
Now when you don't have any money in the bank, it's kind of hard to believe that.
所以呢如果你在银行里没有一分钱这是很难令人置信的。
But God says it's true.
所以神说那是真的。
And so, we say, all right, Lord, we are going to serve you and we'll let you meet our need.
所以我们说呢主啊我会去服侍您让您来满足我们的需用。
So when I was a younger man, I had the privilege of hearing an old veteran missionary preach.On a few occasions.
因为当我还很年轻的时候我有那样一个荣幸去听一个宣教士在各种场合上讲到几个场合。
He was a carpenter who worked in the shipyards in the city of Belfast in Ireland.
所以呢他是一个木匠在那个叫一个爱尔兰的一个叫 Air Shepherd 的一个地方工作。
When he was 20 years old, he went as a missionary to Angola.
所以呢当他是20岁的时候呢他到安哥拉去做宣教士。
And he told us two things about going as a missionary when you don't have any guarantee from anybody of your income.
因为他告诉我们两件事当你作为一个宣教士去一个地方的时候在你没有任何的收入保障的情况下。
No church told him that they would supply his needs.
所以没有教会告诉他
Nobody said, just look to me. I'll make sure you got money every week.
所以那个没有人说呢我会确保你每个星期都会得到钱。
He went out to Angola with no promise of any money when he got there at all.
所以呢，他直接就去了安哥拉，他去的时候没有任何人允许要给他钱。
Two simple stories he told.
他告诉我们两个简单的故事。
Number one, he said this. He said, if you give God a good day's work, he will give you a good day's pay.
所以呢，他说第一件事呢，如果你为神好好的工作一天，神会给你付一天的工资，好好的给你。
That's what Paul's saying here. Paul said, God will look after me. Thank you, Philippians, that he used you to do it, but God is looking after me.
这就是保罗在这里说的，说神会来看顾我们，来感谢你们给提供，就是神利用你们来照顾我。
Now the other thing that Wilson told us, and he told it late in his life.
另外一件事，这个Nathan告诉他的，就是在他老了的时候。
He said, you know, when I first went out as a missionary, one of my friends came to me and he gave me a big piece of gold.
因为你说，你知道吗？当我刚刚去安哥拉做宣教士的时候，我一个朋友来给我了很大一块。
It was like a tunic, but instead of being made of whatever a tunic is made of, it was made of pure gold.
因为他给了他做成的一个就像一个硬币那样的，不管这个是什么做的，但是它是真的是用一块真金做的。
And he said to him, I'm giving this to you and you are not to spend it unless you're right down to the bottom and you have no other means of support. Then you can always cash in this gold coin.
因为他说呢, 我把这个给你，但是我希望你不要用它，除非你到了一个绝境，你找不到任何的收入的时候，没有任何人给你提供钱，你也没有任何需求，没有任何收入的时候，你可以把这个拿到银行去兑现。
He said, because it's gold, you can cash it anywhere, anytime. You can always use it, but you're not to spend it unless you get right to the end where you're in desperate need, then you can spend this coin.
所以呢，他说呢，这因为是金子做的，所以你可以在任何时候、任何地方去兑现，但是呢，你不要去花它，除非你陷入了绝境，你没有任何来源的情况下。
And then as an old man, he reached into his pocket and he pulled it out. And he said, I haven't needed it yet.
现在在他很老的时候，他从口袋里把那一块金币拿出来说，他现在还在这里，从来没有一个情况下需要用。
God looked after the Philippians, sorry, Paul, God looked after Paul through the Philippians.
所以那神在看顾使徒保罗，神看顾使徒保罗的方式是通过腓立比人。
And God will look after his servants today the same way.
所以神呢，会照看他的仆人，今天用同样的方式。
But sometimes you and I get to be like the Philippians, and we get to be the means whereby God's servants are supported.
因此有时候呢，你和我要像腓立比人那样，我们要成为神去支持、提供那些其他的。
All right, so now verse 20, he says, to our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen.
接着来第二十节，愿荣耀归给我们的父神，直到永永远远。Amen.
And one could say that is the conclusion of Paul regarding the monies that he was given.
所以有些人说呢，这是保罗在最后得出的结论，是别人给他钱的时候。
Or one could say that's the conclusion of Paul regarding all the things that he's written in this wonderful letter.
所以呢，有些人说这是他做出的决定，在所有的。
Our God is good. He cared for Paul. Our God is good. He cares for you and me. Paul says, therefore, you Philippians, rejoice in the Lord. Keep on rejoicing in him.
使徒保罗说呢,你们这些腓立比人要靠着主大大的喜乐,在主里喜乐。
And he says the same thing to you and me. We've got to keep rejoicing in the Lord too.
因为他跟你我说的说的也是同样的事,你我也要靠着主大大的喜乐。
And then he goes on in verse 21, and he says, greet all the saints in Christ Jesus, the brothers who are with me, send greetings to you.
第21节就是说,请问在基督耶稣里的各位圣徒啊,在我这里的众弟兄都问你们安。
We are all one big happy family.
我们所有的人都在一个大的家庭里,一个幸福的大家庭。
Don't ever forget it.
不要忘记这一点。
Keep on rejoicing in it.
所以呢,继续保持在里面喜乐。
Keep together so that we can enjoy it together and worship together and encourage one another.
因为我们大家保持在一起,我们在这一起呢,可以敬拜,可以互相的鼓励,可以互相的帮助。
Christians are a great, big, wonderful, together family.
基督徒呢,是一个非常大的,在一起的一个幸福的家庭。
And in spite of COVID-19, we're going to stay together.
所以呢,尽管有这样一个新冠病毒,我们仍然要在一起。
And soon we hope we're going to be back together, together.
我们希望呢,不久我们会在一起,在一起。
In the meantime, we love one another at a distance.
所以呢,在现在的这个时候呢,我们远距离的互相爱着。
He says, verse 22, all the saints send you greetings, especially those who belong to Caesar's household.
所以第二句就是说,众圣徒都问你们安,在凯撒家里的人特特地问你们安。
Where did that come from?
这从哪来的呢?
How did Caesar's household become Christians?
因为凯撒家里的人呢,他们也成为了基督徒。
Somehow Paul preached to them, probably when he was in Rome, some of Caesar's household would come to him because he had a private house. He was a prisoner confined to his house.
因为这个呢,使徒保罗当时呢,他大概在罗马给他们传道,他当时是在监狱里,他们那个家里的人呢,可能会因为这个监狱在他们家的里面,所以他们会来。
I think some of those from Caesar's house came over to him one day, sat down and said, listen, Paul, tell us what's going on. You're a big name around here. Everybody says you're a bad guy. Tell us what's happening.
现在我认为他们家里人有一天呢,就来到保罗的监狱里,跟保罗说,保罗你现在很有名字,每个人都说,你是一个坏人,你告诉我,告诉我一些关系。
Told them about the Lord Jesus Christ.
与保罗告诉他们主耶稣基督。
They got saved.
然后他们得救了。
And then they even said, Paul, tell us about the other things that you have done. And so he told them about the Philippians.
然后他们继续跟使徒保罗说,保罗你告诉我们一些其他的你所做过的事,保罗告诉了他们腓立比人。
And they from Caesar's house said, Paul, when you write the Philippians, you tell them greetings from us.
然后他们跟他说呢,保罗当你到了腓立比人的时候呢,到了腓立比你跟他们说,我们向他们问安。
So I think that if you were to go to Caesar's house, knock on the door, speak to the Christians there, and said, would you please show me your prayer list?
因为然后我想如果你到那个凯撒的房间里去，到那个大房里去敲他的门说，你能不能告诉一下你的那个祷告的那个列表？
I think they would say, I'll show you the prayer list, but you'll be surprised. The name of the Philippian Christians is on our prayer list because we pray for them all the time.
那我会给你看一下我的祷告的那个列表，但是你可能会感到惊奇的是，腓立比人也在我的那个列表上，我一直来为他们祷告。
I told you the story about Mr. Wilson, the man who had the gold coin in his pocket.
所以我告诉你呢，刚才跟你们讲的那个故事，叫威尔森的那个人，他把他口袋里那个金币拿出来的那个人。
Many years after he was dead, I actually met his wife.
很多年以后，他死了以后呢，Howard碰到了他的妻子。
I met her in the state of New Jersey in the United States.
他在美国的新泽西州碰到了他的妻子。
I was quite surprised that she was in the room. I thought, I'm just going to go over and say hello to that lady.
所以呢，我很奇怪的是，他也在那个房间里，所以我说我要过去跟他打个招呼。So
I went over to her and I said this. I said, Mrs. Wilson, it's so nice to meet you. I said, you don't know me, but my name is Harold Summers.
所以他跟那个人说，Mr.Wilson太太，非常高兴的认识你。你可能不认识我，但是我的名字叫Harold Summers。
She said, oh yeah, I know you. I said, how do you know me? She said, well, I've got a book that I pray through. It's a missionary prayer handbook. And I pray through that book every month. I said, well, that's wonderful.
祷告本，我每天都带着他，从头到尾。
She said, but you know, your name is in the back of that book, so I pray for you too.
所以他说，这太好了。他说你的名字在我这个书的后面，所以我每天都为你祷告。
I thought, isn't that wonderful?
我认为这是不是很美妙呢？
And I think the Christians in Caesar's household were praying for these Philippian Christians.
我认为在凯撒家里的那些基督徒呢，他们一直在为腓立比人祷告。All right,
and the last verse says, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit.
所以呢，最后一节经文，愿主耶稣基督的恩常在你们心里。Okay,
that's the great summary of the Christian life. The Lord Jesus Christ gives grace to his people and it comes right down to our spirits and he is able to help each one of us right on the inside.
因为这是呢，我们基督徒的来说一个非常好的一个总结，就是神的圣灵在我们里面，所以我们每天都在为大家互相。
All right, well now that is the story of the book to the Philippians.
这就是腓立比人的故事。
It's a good book. It's a nice book. It's a book about joy. It's a book about family. It's a book about thinking right. It's a book about quiet, happy service for the Lord.
因为这个呢是一个非常好的书，是一个特别好的一本书信。但是这一本书信是关于喜乐，也是关于那个啊，I forgot this. So can you repeat?
It's about, it ends with, it's about quiet service for the Lord.
那也是, 关于给主的那个服侍的一份服侍。
The Philippians probably were not a great, powerful, mighty people.
那菲利比人呢, 也许不是一些那些, 伟大的, 有大能的那样的人。
I think they were pretty ordinary people, just like you and me.
我认为他们就是很正常那些人，就跟你我一样。
But the Lord loved them, and helped them, and blessed them.
愿主呢爱他们，帮助他们，赐福给他们。
And the Lord loves you and me, and He'll help us, and He'll bless us.
因为主呢爱你我，他会帮助我们，他会。
Okay, any questions and comments now on the book of Philippians before we keep going? I think we'll just keep going to the book of Colossians. Any message, any comments on Philippians?
Any questions?任何的问题或者有任何的想法关于腓立比书，在我们进到下面的哥罗西书之前。
All right. So my question to you then is this. What does the word Philippian mean?
所以呢，我给大家问大家一个问题：这个腓立比是什么意思？
The person who loves horse.
That very good. Very good. Philippians are people who love horses. Okay? And the book is all about there's something more important to love. We love Jesus. That's more important than loving horses.
现在就是爱马的人。但是呢,这个爱马呢,这告诉我们比爱马也还有更重要的事情,你要去爱,就是爱我们的主耶稣。
All right, now we're going to study the book of Colossians. So the question, go ahead.
谁有问题？我想问一下，我们现在派出去的宣教士，跟当时保罗的职分，我想是一样的。那他们算不算使徒的身份
？Okay. So, her question is today's missionaries. The ministers, most like the Apostle Paul. So it's today's missionaries, they are apostles.
Yes, the missionaries today are like the Apostle Paul.
而那个今天的宣教士跟保罗是相似的。
They are not apostles in the same sense that the Apostle Paul was.
他们不是跟保罗作为那种使徒那样的同样意义上的那样的使徒。
They do the same kind of a work that he did, but they are not an apostle in that same sense.
因为他们做那个使徒保罗一样的工作，但是他们那个使徒的意义和保罗是不一样的。The
original apostles had a couple of things that separated them. One is they had seen the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以呢，这个早期的那些使徒呢，和现在的这一些就是不同的是呢，早期的使徒他们见过主耶稣。Another
is that they have done great miracles.
其他的一些早期的使徒呢，他们行了很多神迹。
But the missionaries today usually can't say either. They say, we're not special, we're just ordinary people. We haven't seen the Lord Jesus any more than you have.
所以呢，今天的宣教士他可以说呢，我们就是一些平常的人。 我们不能说和你们有区别，我们也没见过主耶稣，我们也不能写神迹跟你们一样。
And they say, we're like John the Baptist. We haven't done any miracles any more than John the Baptist did miracles.
怎么我们跟那个使徒约翰一样，我们没有行过任何神迹，就像使徒约翰行过的一样。
But they are apostles in the sense that both the original apostles and the missionaries today are sent by God on a special project.
现在早期的使徒和今天的先见士是一样的，他们被神派出去做同样的事。
So in that way they are very similar.
就是这个方式来说，他们是非常像的。
Now, some church organizations say to missionaries today, if you go as a missionary, we will pay you.
今天有一些组织跟那些宣教士说，如果你去一个地方宣教，我们会付给你钱。
But that is not the way the Apostle Paul went as a missionary.
这个并不是保罗去作为一个宣教士的一个方式。
And so, when the Apostle Paul went as a missionary, nobody said, we will pay you. He said, I'm looking to God to pay me.
因为当使徒保罗去做宣教士的时候，没有人告诉他说我会付钱给你。使徒保罗说我会，神会付钱给我。
That's exactly the way the 70 were sent out in the days of the Lord Jesus. He told them expressly, don't take any money with you.
所以呢，这就是恰恰跟那个时候一模一样。当主耶稣派出70个人的时候呢，他们说我不会付钱给你们。
And so the missionaries who go from 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel, we try to pay them something, but we have never guaranteed anything to them. We've never told them that we would pay them anything.
其实从16节福音教会派出去的宣教士呢，我们会通常会支持他们，给他们一些钱，但是我们从来没有告诉他们说我们一定保证会付你们钱。
And they almost always need more money than we can give them anyway.
那呢，通常呢，所需要的钱是超过了我们可以给他们的。
So in that sense, the modern missionary, from a biblical perspective, is very similar to the apostles.
所以呢，在这个方面方式来说呢，现代的这些宣教士是和当时的使徒保罗那个使徒有点相像。
All right, I'm not sure whether that answers your question, Sonny, but that's part of an answer.
Yes, thank you.
所以他不确定是不是回答了三妮的问题，可能是一部分三妮说回答了，谢谢。
All right, anything else on Philippians or what else we've been talking about?
那还有其他的关于腓立比的问题，或是其他的我们刚刚谈到的，大家有任何问题？
All right, I want you to think. And I want you to think about English. And I want you to tell me what the word Colossians means.
您呢，我要你们想一下英文单词。你们有谁能告诉我那个哥伦西的那个英文单词是什么意思？
What's the word Colossians mean?
哥伦西的那个英文词是啥意思？
Can you think of a word in English which sounds something like Colossians?
克罗西的儿子吧，克罗西的儿子。
那你们大家会想一个关于类似的，关于克罗西的文，英文单词。Josh said it's a son of Colossians.
It's the what?
Son of Colossians.
Son of Colossi. Well, that's not really it. No.
这个不是确切的，不是这样的。
Colossi, a god of other religion.
Well, that could be too, but I'm looking for something simpler than that. If I were to say to you, oh, that's colossal. What's the word colossal mean?
但是如果我跟你说, 你这个是colossal,colossal是什么意思呢?
A huge.
That's it. Huge. Really big. Really big. Really big.
它是巨大的,这个非常非常非常大。
Okay, so what's the book of Colossians going to be all about? It's going to be all about how you can be really big.
因为这个所有的哥罗西书现在写的什么呢？写的是你可以变得非常非常大。That's
marvelous. You get to be huge.
这是非常神奇的，你可以变得非常巨大。
And if you're like me, you say, no, you got the wrong guy. I'm not like that.
因为你像我，你说你说错了人，我不是那么巨大的人。
But the book of Colossians means huge.
但是呢，这哥罗西书的它的那个意思就是巨大。
Now there's two or three things associated with the word huge. You could be really big good, or you could be really big bad,
所以呢,
or you could not be really big at all.
现在这里面有两件事关于这个巨大，你可能一个是一个巨好的人，你可能是一个巨坏的人，你可能根本就没有说你不是巨大的，不是伟大的。
So what would you rather be? Would you rather be really big good or really big bad or not very big at all?
所以呢，你希望是你是什么样的？你想成为一个既好的人，还是一个既坏的人，或者根本是一个微不足道的？
Well, I guess you'd rather be really big good, wouldn't you?
我认为你宁愿是巨好，是不是？
You'd rather win than lose.
你宁愿赢而不是输。
And so the book of Colossians is going to tell you how to be really big good.
所以呢，哥伦西书告诉你，你怎么样可以变成巨大巨好。
And if you don't listen carefully to Colossians, you'll never be really big good. You could be really big bad.
如果你不去认真地对待哥伦西书告诉你的事，你可能会变得巨好而已。Or
you could just be not very much at all.
所以你可能变得微不足道。All
right, so as we go through the book, we're going to try to figure out what it is that'll make you and me really big good for God.
因为我们开始读哥罗西书之后，我们看怎样可以变成一个伟大的和好的对神来说是那样的人。Okay,
now here we are, Colossians chapter 1, verse 1.
因为我们开始哥罗西书的第一章的第一节。He
says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the holy and faithful brothers in Christ at Colossae.
所以呢，我们来看看哥罗西书的第一章第一节，这个是就是给我们要面对的，奉神旨意做基督耶稣使徒的保罗和弟兄提摩太。All right.
So he says, I'm an apostle, but he says, I'm an apostle by the will of God.
因为他说我是使徒，而使徒是神的旨意，奉神的旨意做使徒。
He didn't make himself an apostle.
他不是自己把自己变成一个使徒。
Nobody else tapped him on the shoulder and said, you've got to be an apostle.
另一个人拍拍他的肩膀说，你应该去做使徒。
He was an apostle by the will of God.
他是奉神旨意做使徒的。
And he's writing this letter along with Timothy.
他是和提摩太一起写的这封信。
Let me just remind you that the work of God is usually performed not by one person. It's usually performed by Christians working together.
因为这里告诉我们呢，神的工通常不是由一个人去做的，而是由其他的很多基督徒一起。
If God has called you to do a work, it's wonderful if you can work with somebody else at the same time. Don't try to be a lone ranger worker. Try to work with other Christians.
所以如果人神呼召你去做一件事，你总要尝试自己和其他的弟兄姊妹一起做，不要说总是自己单独的做，不要做一个独行者。
Then he says, I'm writing to the holy and faithful brothers. Holy here, meaning separated to God and faithful.
就是说呢，写信给哥罗西的圣徒，圣徒这是我们被分别出来，被为神所用，是一个很信实的人。
If you're going to be a colossal Christian, if you're going to be working in a colossal work for God, then you need to be both of those. You need to be holy and you need to be faithful. Be holy, be separated to the work and be faithful in that. When you're faithful, you do it whether you feel like it or not. You do it on the sunny days and the rainy days. You do it when it's easy and you do it when it's hard. That's what makes the difference between a good man and a not very good man.
所以呢，如果说呢，你要是成为一个巨大的、一个伟大的圣徒去做伟大的工作，这两样你必须要具备。第一个是圣洁，第二个是呢信实。信实的意思呢，就是说，不管在任何情况下，不管是下雨还是晴天，不管这个工作容易做还是难做，就是说你一定要把这个工作靠着你的信心，神交给你的工作做好。
It's interesting that families are strong because mommy is mommy every day.
所以一个家庭呢变得很强的话，就是因为那个妈妈，她每天都是妈妈。
Some days being a mummy is the easiest job in the world.
所以呢，有时候呢，成为一个妈妈是世界上最容易的工作。
Some days being a mummy is the hardest job in the world.
所以有的时候呢，作为一个妈妈来说是世界上最难的工作。
But the good mummy is separated to that job and she's faithful every day, so is the Christian.
所以呢，一个好的妈妈呢，她是被分别出来去做那样一个工作，她是信实的，所以我们基督徒也要像那样去做。
All right, then he gets in to a discussion of the grace of God in their lives.
所以呢，下面的呢，讨论那个神的恩典在他们的人生中。
He says, we always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you.
Her, just need to take a call. So just,
you go ahead. You take the call. We'll get one of our delightful translators to carry on.
Hello.
All right. So back to verse 3. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you. And I'm not sure who would like to read that in Chinese, please.
我们感谢神，我们主耶稣基督的父常常为你们祷告。
We pray a lot, and that's good. But when we pray, remember also to give thanks. Who will translate that line? Vic, try again.
我们多的祷告，但是我们祷告的时候一定要记得，我们要感恩，感恩主。
And when you think of other people, there are usually many reasons to give thanks for them. Keep going, Vic.
哈哈。Okay, please repeat.
When you think of other people, there are many reasons to give thanks for them.
因为你想跟你考虑别人的时候呢，有很多原因要给他感激。
Okay, thank you, Roy, and thank you, Vic.
I'm sorry. Thank you, Vic.
All right. One of the reasons is because they love you. Where are we here? Because we have heard of your faith in Christ and of the love you have for all the saints. Paul thanks the Lord for the Colossians because the Colossians love all the Christians.
第四节说，因为听见你们在基督耶稣里的信心，并向众圣徒的爱心，所以使徒保罗感谢那个哥罗西人，是因为他们爱所有的基督徒。
Okay, that's an important thing. Make sure that you keep loving all the Christians.
这一点是非常重要的，要确保你爱每一个基督徒。
Okay, And then verse 5 says, the faith and love that spring from the hope that is stored up for you in heaven and that you have already heard about the word of truth, the gospel.
所以第五节继续说，是为那给你们存在天上的盼望，这盼望就是你们从前在福音真理的道上所听见的。
So the question is, why... Why did the Colossians love the other Christians?
问题是为什么哥伦西人爱其他的基督徒呢？
And the answer is very simple. The hope of the gospel got into their hearts. And because they had the hope of the gospel, they loved all the Christians the same way Jesus loved all the Christians.
因为这个答案是非常简单的，因为这个福音的盼望是在他们的心里，他们爱所有的基督徒是因为主耶稣基督爱所有的基督徒。
So it's interesting, isn't it? We don't build up a lot of love in our heart to shed out to other people. We simply receive the love of the Lord Jesus so that we can send it out to other people. If we didn't receive his love, we couldn't send out love.
这里非常有趣的呢，我们并不是自己在内心里建立爱，然后再送给其他的人，我们只是简单的接受从主耶稣来的爱，然后我们把这些爱散发给所有的其他的人。
So this faith and love.
如果耶稣不给我们爱的话，我们不能散发任何爱给其他的人。
So this faith and love come from the hope that we have.
所以这样的信心和爱呢，是从我们的那个盼望来的。
Because the hope that we have is real, it's easy to love.
因为我们的盼望是真的，所以非常容易的去爱。
If we didn't have any hope, we couldn't love at all.
如果我们没有盼望，我们完全不可能去爱。
All right. verse 6 says, this hope has come to you all over the world. The gospel is producing fruit and growing, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and understood God's grace in all its truth.
第六节就是说这福音传到你们那里传到普天之下并且结果增长如同在你们中间自从你们听见福音真知道神恩惠的日子一样。
So that's very encouraging. Where, excuse me, where did the gospel bring forth fruit?
因为这是非常有趣的，这个是怎么，这里非常令人鼓舞的，这个福音的果子是从哪里来的呢？
Answer, everywhere.
这答案是在每一个地方。
And so it's true, no matter where you go in the world, there will be people who know and love the Lord Jesus, just like you do.
所以呢，这个就是说，不管你在走在世界上每一个地方，你都会发现那些爱主耶稣的人，就像你我一样。
It might not be easy to find them.
那不是很容易找到他们。
But they will be there because the gospel has resulted in lives being saved, people being changed into the character of Jesus, and it's true all over the world.
所以呢，这个是真的，因为这个福音传到了你，世界的各地，所以很多人都得救了，所以是这个福音的果子呢，结遍了世界的每一个地方。
And it all flows, verse 6 says, from God's truth. Sorry, God's grace in all its truth. Because God is gracious, because the Lord Jesus Christ died to save us, then we are saved, they're saved. It's all part of the same system.
因为这个呢，这是神的恩典，因为主耶稣基督为我们罪而死了。所以呢，神的恩典，神的恩典呢，传遍了世界的各地，这所有的都是在一个系统里面的。
So that's wonderful. We're not the only Christians in the world.
这个是非常美妙的。我们不是仅仅的那样一个基督徒在世界里面的。
We're certainly not the best Christians in the world.
我们当然不是世界上最好的基督徒。
There are Christians all over the world. God is doing a wonderful work. But the focus of these Christians was, Paul said, I want you to be colossal Christians.
在世界各地呢，有很多很多的基督徒。然后呢，使徒保罗在这里说呢，谁要你们变得非常的巨大。
Now he says, verse 7, you learned this truth from Epaphras. So apparently, Epaphras went to the city of Colossae with the gospel, and he told people about Jesus. They became saved, and there was a church formed in Colossae.
因为这里说呢，你们是从以巴弗那里学到的。当然呢，是很明显的，以巴弗当时带着福音去了哥罗西。哥罗西呢，他传遍了，传了福音，在那里很多人得救了，所以在那里现在都已经成立了教堂了。
So there's a sense in which this man Epaphras was a missionary.
所以在这种意义上呢，这个叫以巴弗的人呢，他就是个宣教士。
All right, he says you learned it from him, who is a faithful minister of Christ on our behalf, and who also told us of your love. In the spirit.
所以呢，这里呢，他说呢，你们当然从这个以巴弗这里学到的，所以呢，他作为呢基督中心的执事，也把你们因圣灵所存的爱心告诉了我们。
So Epaphras went to the city of Colossae with the gospel, and the people, many of the people in Colossae believed in the Lord Jesus Christ.
巴甫呢带着福音去了哥罗西，很多在哥罗西的人呢，他们信了主耶稣基督。
Then Epaphras went back to Paul and told him about the Christians in Colossae.
然后以巴弗呢回到了呢使徒保罗那里，告诉了关于哥罗西的基督徒的事儿。
And so Paul said, "This is wonderful. I'm going to write a letter to the Colossian Christians and I'm going to tell them more.
所以呢，啊，使徒保罗说这太奇妙了，我要给哥罗西的人写一封信，而告诉他们更多的事儿。
So why was the letter written? The letter was written because Epaphras had gone to Colossae, many had become Christians. Epaphras went back to Paul, told Paul how wonderful it was. Paul said, that is marvelous. I'm going to write them and encourage them.
所以呢，这个信为什么要写呢？是因为以巴弗到了哥罗西，到了哥罗西之后，他传了福音，传了福音呢，很多人得救了，回来告诉使徒保罗，使徒保罗说，我要给他们写一封信，去告诉他们更多，鼓励他们。
And I think his objective was, I want to write back to them so that they can become colossal Christians rather than just mumbling, stumbling through life.
因为这个呢，原因呢是我觉得使徒保罗跟他们写信的时候，我要告诉他们，我写信给他们，让他们成为那些巨大的基督徒，而不是成为一天成天埋怨茫茫的那样一些基督徒。
All right, now he says verse 9. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God.
所以呢，第九节继续说，因此我自从听见的日子里，就为了你们不住的祷告祈求。
So Paul didn't know anything about those Christians in Colossae. He'd never met any of them, but that didn't mean he didn't pray for them.
因为使徒保罗呢，他并不知道很多关于那些在哥罗西的基督徒，他从来没有遇到过他们。但是这并不能证明他不会去为他们祷告。
There's a sense in which we're something like that when we consider the work we're doing mainly on Friday evening.
这样的事情呢，就是像我们认为我们在星期五的晚上所做的那样的事儿。
Our Friday evening meeting is mainly to Christians in China we've never met.
所以呢，我们在星期五晚上的那个查经班呢，主要是针对中国的那些基督徒，我们从来没有碰到过他们的。
Most of them don't show their faces on Zoom.
所以其中很多人呢，并没有打开他们的摄像头在众里面。
Many of them just show their Chinese names on Zoom.
他们中的大多数呢，在 Zoom 上呢，只是有他们一个中文的名字。
And those Chinese names don't mean anything to me at all.
所以呢，我一点都不理解他们那个中文的意思是什么意思。
So what do I do?
那我做什么呢？
I pray for them.
我为他们祷告。
I don't know them.I've never met them.
可能会遇到过他们。
I love them because they love Jesus.
我爱他们是因为他们爱主耶稣基督。
Or they may be tuning in if they don't love Jesus, but they're tuning in to learn about Jesus. I love them, and therefore I pray for them.
中间呢，进来的那些人呢，也许他们不爱主，但是呢，他们来呢是寻求主，所以我为他们祷告。
All right, now Paul is praying for these Colossians. The question is, what is he going to pray so that if the prayer is answered, they will become colossal Christians?
所以呢，保罗是为他们祷告。他呢，为他们祷告什么呢？如果保罗的祷告得到了应允，他祷告他们变得非常的伟大。
Okay, and we're going to say 7 different prayers for them. The first one is in verse 9. He says, we haven't stopped praying for you and asking God to, number 1, fill you with the knowledge of his will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
所以呢，这里有七件事，保罗是要为他们祷告的。我们这里看到的呢，第一件祷告的是，愿你们的一切属灵的智慧的悟性上，满心知道神的旨意。
What is the first thing that you need if you're going to be a colossal Christian?
所以呢，第一件事你要怎么做呢？如果你要成为一个非常的伟大的基督徒。
You have to have a knowledge of the will of God.
你必须有属灵的智慧满心知道神的旨意。
Why do you read the Bible?
你为什么要读圣经呢？
So that you can have a foundation for your Christian life.
你会有一个对你基督徒人生的一个基石。
Why do you come to Zoom meetings?
你为什么要参加这个 Zoom 的 meeting 呢？
So that you can learn, so that you can have a foundation of the knowledge of the will of God. You can't grow if you don't know what it is God wants you to know.
所以呢，你这是要建立一个基石，关于神的知识的，关于神的旨意的，知识的一个基石。这样的话呢，如果你不知道神的旨意，你就不会成长。
And so when you're at home, you read the Bible.
当你在家的时候，你读圣经。
You read the Bible so that you get a knowledge of what God's will is.
所以你读圣经呢，你就学到那样的知识，你知道神的旨意是什么。
You and I have got to learn to think like God.
你和我必须学习像神那样去思考。
You weren't taught to think like God at school.
我们应该在学校里像神那样去思考。
Many of you were not even taught to think like God at home.
因为你们其他的很多人可能没有被教导在家里面教导神的知识。
Many of you didn't even have friends who helped you think like God.
你们中间你甚至都没有朋友告诉你怎样向神。
But if you're going to be a colossal Christian, you have got to get a knowledge of the will of God, and you get that by reading the Bible. You've got to be renewed. Sorry, you've got to be built by the renewing of your mind.
但是你要那个，如果成为一个伟大的基督徒的话，你必须知道神的旨意，所以你必须去学习，学习知道神的旨意，在你的大脑里清楚的知道神的旨意是什么。
But in addition, you have got to get this knowledge in all wisdom and spiritual understanding.
所以呢，另外呢，你要在一切的属灵的智慧悟性上，你必须有这样的。
When I was at university, in my first year, I had a professor of mathematics.
当我还在大学的时候，在我读一年级的时候，我有一个教数学的教授。
He was a very brilliant man.
他是一个非常聪明的人。
I found that he could quote the Bible.
我发现他可以引用圣经里的经文。
But I also found that he was a very wicked man.
但我同样发现他是一个恶人。
And I don't know how he learned to quote the Bible, but there was some Bible in his mind, but there was also a wickedness in his heart. He knew the Bible, but he had no spiritual understanding, no spiritual wisdom.
所以呢，我不知道他从哪里学到的去引用圣经的经文。他在他的大脑里，他有圣经的经文，在他的内心呢，他有是个邪恶的，所以他没有任何的属灵的智慧和悟性在他的内心里面。
So if you had a brilliant mind, you couldn't please God just by memorizing some scripture. That might be easy for you.
因为呢，如果你是一个非常聪明的人，你不可能通过记住几节经文来喜悦于神，这样呢，对你来说可能是太容易了。
You need wisdom, spiritual wisdom, as well as just a knowledge of God.
因为你需要属灵的智慧，同样呢，你需要知道神的旨意。
Have you ever heard of a man by the name of Bill Gates?
你们有没有听到过这个叫 Bill Gates 的那个人呢？
Who's Bill Gates? He's the father of Microsoft.
谁是比尔盖茨呢？他是微软的那个创始人。
He lives in Seattle, Washington.
他在华盛顿州的西雅图住着。
He grew up in Seattle, Washington.
他在华盛顿州的西雅图长大的。
When he was a boy, they built the Space Tower in Seattle, Washington.
所以呢，当他还是个小男孩的时候，西雅图建了一个太空塔。
He wanted to go for a tour of the tower.He wanted to go up and look all over the city.
他想去参观一下那个塔，他想到那个塔顶上去看看整个西雅图的城市。
His Sunday school teacher said, I'll take you up there, I'll pay for you if you memorize Matthew chapter 5 and chapter 6 and chapter 7.
所以他那个主日学的老师说，我会带你到那个上面去，如果你能记住马太福音的第五章、第六章、第七章。
And so Bill Gates said, I want to go to the Space Tower, I'll memorize that. So he memorized those three chapters.
所以呢，比尔盖茨说，我如果想要到那个塔顶上去呢，我就必须要记住这个章经文，所以他全部记下背下来的这五章经文。
Are they good chapters?
这是好的那个章节吗？
Sure, they're wonderful chapters. Did they change Bill's life?
当然是一些很奇妙的经文，他改变了比尔盖茨的人生吗？没有。
He got the knowledge without spiritual wisdom and spiritual understanding.He got knowledge, but he didn't allow it to change his heart.
所以呢，他得到了这样的知识，但是他并没有得到属灵的智慧，也没有让属灵的智慧去改变他。这个属灵的智慧没有改变他的心。
Now, if you're going to be a colossal Christian, you've got to let the Spirit of God change your heart as he fills your mind.
所以你要成为一个伟大的基督徒呢，你必须让那个属灵的智慧充满你的大脑，然后改变你的内心。
All right, that's number one. How are we doing for time? I think that's probably where we should leave it today. We're going to get to the other six prayers next time. The first prayer is,You and I need to know the will of God with spiritual understanding and with spiritual wisdom.
所以呢，这是第一个保罗要为他们祷告的。我们的时间到了，我们后面的下次会讲后面的六个。所以第一个呢，你们叫一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
So when you study your Bible, when you read your Bible, you pray.And you say, Lord, I'm going to read the words. I want you to fill my mind with your will and fill my heart with your spiritual wisdom so that I will have spiritual understanding. I don't want just want the words. I want to know the Lord.
你到家里学习圣经的时候呢，你要读圣经时你要祷告，你说祷告，你说主啊。求您让那个所有的您的旨意在我的大脑里您的属灵的智慧在我的心里，这样呢让我去在我的内心里有属灵的智慧，我想要从得到从神来的知道神的旨意， 我不是仅仅只想读那些字。
All right, that's all we have time for today. May the Lord bless us. And may each of us say, Lord, I want to be a colossal blessing to myself, to others, to yourself. Lord, would you make me a Colossian Christian, please?
因为我们就是今天我们要学的，我希望大家每一个人祷告，祷告说呢，求神赐福给我们，我们所有的人，然后我要成为一个伟大的基督徒，所以呢，这样呢，对我自己来说，对周围人说，都是一个极大的赐福。
Amen. Let's pray.
那祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you that your Bible is a living book.
主啊，我们要感谢您，您的圣经是一个活的书。
And we want to know it. We want the Spirit of God to fill us with knowledge, spiritual wisdom and understanding, Lord, that we can not only know it, but we could live it.
因为我们要那个读这个我们要不光是说我们要所有的神的智慧充满我们的心神的这旨意在我们大脑里，让我们所有人成为一个伟大的基督徒，然后我们的所有的心里充满了属灵的悟性和神的旨意。
Lord, thank you. We pray for giving us your word. We just pray that we will learn it and live it.
所以呢，我们要感谢您，所以呢，我让我们所有帮助我们所有的人活出您的话来。
Bless us each one, we pray, according to our needs.
请赐福给我们，满足我们每一个人的需求。
And we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. So, thank you.